Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. So excited to have you guys here tonight. I've got something really fun I want to share with you.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I'm not even sure the best way to kind of pre-set this up, but I want to share this with you because I think this is why a lot of people struggle. In fact, looking backwards now, it's always easier to look hindsight, right? But looking backwards, I think this is one of the reasons why I struggled for so long, probably almost a decade. And the reason why is because I was trying to do the right things, right? Like I was trying to figure out how to provide value for my customers, and so I was learning all sorts of things, right? And so as I was learning everything, I was like trying to teach these things, trying to share things, which is good. I think a lot of times people like us who are creators and who like to give and serve, like it's just kind of our nature to do that, right? And so I don't think it was bad necessarily, but what happens, I started becoming like a jack of all trades and a master of none, right? I remember that when I first started getting into the internet marketing business and teaching stuff, and I looked around the marketplace at the time, and there were people that all were specifically good at one thing, right? Like Jeff Walker was good at product launches, and Frank Kern was good at mass control, and they had all these different people, and I can't remember all the names right now, but you know, Perry Marshall was PPC, and Brad Fallon was SEO, and everyone's like good at one thing, right? But then for me, like I started learning all these things. John Carlton was copywriting, and all these people had one thing, and I was like, for me though, I was like, I was good at all those things, right? Like, I knew how to do SEO, and I knew how to do pay per click, I knew how to do copywriting, and I knew how to do product launches, and I knew how to do all these different things. And so like I would try to sell myself as like I can do everything for you guys, and I would try to show them how to do everything. And what's interesting is as I tried to show people how to do everything, it was hard to really grow and scale my empire, whatever you want to call it, right? And it was always weird to me because I'm like, oh, you can go there and get that one thing from that person, but you can get like everything from me, like come to me. And I think it's because I loved it all and I geeked out and I wanted to share it all. But because like no one could ever look at Russell and be like, Russell's the guy who does this. They were like, Russell is, you know, he's this guy who's teaching all sorts of stuff. And like, because I specialized, nobody ever wanted to come to me. It was really it was interesting. And it was always frustrating to me because I was just like, oh, I felt like I was as good, if not better, than most of these people. But because I didn't specialize, it was harder to get people in, right? And so that was me for a decade, though. But I struggled because I knew I was good at all these different things. So because of that, I wanted to do them all. Now fast forward to, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, whenever we started making this transition. And, you know, as we launched ClickFunnels, I kind of became the funnel person, right? And it wasn't like strategic. It just because I was ClickFunnels is like, oh, he's the guy who does funnels. And I started talking about more, I started sharing it more. And like, I became obsessed with just that one piece. And so, because of that, I started just going deep into funnels. And I think that if you ask anybody now, like they look at me as like, oh, Russell's the funnel guy, right? Like, and I wasn't the first funnel guy. I've been teaching funnels for a decade prior to that. Right. But for some reason, like it wasn't like it was just like one of the things in my tool belt, but it wasn't the thing. When it became the thing, it's changed everything in my business. And all of a sudden, like people who wanted to learn funnels came to me, like, and I watched as my empire, my brand, my whatever you want to call it, started growing dramatically. Now, after I like became the guy at this one thing, I was the guy at funnel building. What's cool is I bring my audience in, but I can still do and still serve them all the other things, right? Like, but it all comes down to one core thing, like funnel building. That was my thing. Like I was the guy about funnels. And then I could teach traffic, but instead of teaching traffic, it was like, fill your funnel. Here's how we fill your funnel full of people. I could still teach copywriting, but it wasn't just like copywriting, it was funnel scripts. Like here's how we do the copy for your funnels. I could still teach traffic generator, I mean, all these different pieces, right, that I was good at. I used to teach them all, but they're all in the context of this one thing, funnel building. And when I did that, like, boom, you know, you've seen how things grew. And I was able to build, you know, we were able to build software around it and, like, trainings and everything else, masterminds and coaching programs all around this one thing, which was the funnel. Now, once again, like, inside of that, I can teach all the things I did before, but because now I was known for one thing, that was the key. And so that was kind of the first thing I want to share with you guys, but it goes deeper than that. So today I had a chance. My wife's out of town at a funeral for her grandma, and so I was home with the boys, and so I spent a lot of time with them, which was fun. And then I also went and worked out on my own and kind of just had some time to myself too. So I was listening to podcasts, and one of the podcasts I was listening a lot to was Dana Derrick's, his podcast and one of his books and stuff like that. And it's been interesting because I've known Dana now for probably 2 or maybe 3 years or something like that. He joined my inner circle, and he spoke at Funnel Hacking Live this year. And what's interesting is, like, when I met Dana, he was famous at the time for, like, copywriting for Amazon listings. Like, he would charge people 10 or 20 grand to write, like, a listing in Amazon. And that was, like, his thing, right? And it was good. He was making really good money, but it's, like, it's one-off things. And he got tired of writing. So he's like, well, I'm going to write a book, teach people how to do what I do. So he wrote this book, and then he was like, instead of selling the book for, you know, really, really cheap, I'm going to sell for really expensive. So we started selling these books, teaching people how to do Amazon copywriting for, like, $500 to $1,000 per book. And that started doing better, gave him leverage, started making more money, but still the marketplace, you know, it wasn't, like, the big market that I think he really wanted. And so then he transitioned from there to, like, teach people, like, hey, you can write these really expensive books like I did. So he created a book. They started selling for, like, $2,500 that taught people how to write books and sell them for, like, $1,000 at a time. And that was a thing. It was doing well, but I don't think it was ever huge. And then how he started selling that book is that there was – he got a strategy. I think he got it from me, and I got it from Chet Holmes. And it was this concept of the Dream 100. Now, Chet Holmes, there's one chapter in his book called the Dream 100. And then inside of my training, I think I've referenced it 4 or 5 times. Like, I'm a big believer in the Dream 100. In fact, my new book, Traffic Secrets, the foundation of that is the Dream 100, which is kind of cool. But then Dana took it and, like, put on steroids. He wrote a whole book about it. He started doing it. He did it for his own stuff. And he started it for other people. And, like, that became this, like, this new, like, if you look at Dana, like, he has become the Dream 100 guy. And, like, he has a whole back end thing for, like, I don't know, $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000. He actually does the Dream 100 for you, and, like, all these crazy things. He's got his book on Dream 100, and, like, now, like, that's become his thing. And you know, he may transition again in the future, who knows? But for right now, like, that's becoming his thing. He's got the book on the front, and he's got the done for you, done with you on the back, and all these things, and he's going deep, 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 deep into this one little piece, right? This one piece was, like, a chapter of Chet Holmes' book. It was a chapter of what I share, and he's taken it and gone deep and built this huge business out of it now. And it's all just because he is now the Dream 100 guy. He's focusing really, really tight on that, which is just really fascinating to me. You know, again, I took my, like, here's my scope of everything I could possibly do, and when I took one piece of it and became the guy and went deep on that, that sort of thing blew up for me. For Dana, I think it's the same thing. Like, there was copywriting, and then there was writing and all these different things, but when it became, like, Dream 100 traffic, like, this is how you get traffic, this is the best way to get traffic, the only way to get traffic, this is what you focus on, Dream 100, like, that's when things blew up. Now he's got his Dream 100 con coming out, which is a big event that he's doing, and all these things, but he's going deep in that one vein, and that's where now people are coming to him, because he's the guy that does the Dream 100, right? Anyway, I think that's so cool. I saw recently also Stephen Larson's sister used to work for us, Marie Larson, and I don't know everything, kind of her whole story, but what she's done really good is, I believe she's helping Steve with this podcast, like, getting published or whatever, and she decided, I'm going to become the podcast person. So she went down and was like, I'm going to become the best person at podcasting. And so she did that, and I'm going to teach people to do podcasts, I'm going to help new podcasts, I'm going to build a service around, I'm going to do, like, my podcast about podcasts, and, like, all this stuff, and started focusing on that one little piece, like, one little sliver of the market. And because she's now becoming that person, like, people are coming to her, and she's helping them do podcasts. And she went from, you know, not making any money online to overnight, you know, making, I have no idea her revenue, so I'm guessing $5,000, $10,000 a month or more, just because that became the thing, right? Another good one is Yana Golan, who super cool person, and she was doing relationship coaching and other things and having success in different pieces. But inside of Dotcom Secrets book, there's one little chapter about soap opera sequences, right? How to write these soap opera sequences. And so she took that piece and started doing it for herself, and then started doing it for some friends, and started having success, and started geeking out on it, going deeper, deeper, deeper. Now she's like, I'm just going to be the person who writes these really amazing email sequences. And then she did it for one person, and it blew up for them, and then someone else, and then everyone started hearing about it. And that, right now she's making, I don't know her exact numbers, so I'm probably not even, more than $25,000 a month she's making now, writing emails for people and going deep into that. And she hasn't even created a course or training or anything. She's just doing the service and making more than a doctor makes, right? Because she went super deep on that one little skill, that one little piece. And so for you guys, I think a lot of times we're trying to become so good at everything, teach everything, do everything, and like that kind of thing. But it's like, look at the whole market, look at all the stuff out there, and just pick the sliver that you can become the person at, and you can go the deepest, you can be the best in the world at that one little thing. Like, figure out that one little piece and go deep. Like, that's the magic. It's not in being a generalist who's good at everything. You can do that, and you should be that, because it's good to have your skill set there, but the magic comes in when you specialize in in the little thing, right? look at doctors, for example. Like, the more a doctor specializes in a thing, the more money they can charge, right? I have a lot of people live around me that are doctors, and the ones who go to more medical school specialize in a tinier thing make more money than the generalists who are able to fix kind of everything. And so that's the mindset where you guys thinking through. It's like, in your market, how do you become the person, like the sliver, like that one little piece that you're going to own? It's going to be your thing that you do better than anyone else. You can geek out on. So someone's like, what does so-and-so do? Like, oh, he's the person, or she's the person that does podcasting, that does email sequences, that does, weight loss for teenagers. I mean, whatever it is in your market, like, what's that thing? Find that thing. And don't be nervous, like, oh, it's such a small segment. Like, the smaller it is, the more specific, the more specialized you become, the more valuable you are. When I was Russell Brunson, the guy who can do every type of marketing known to man, I was a generalist, and I didn't get paid what I feel like I was worth. When I specialized and became the funnel guy, that's when my income exploded, right? And after you understand that, then it's like when you can layer on other things within the context of that, but you do it all from that same foundation, right? Like I said, with funnel building with me, like, that's my thing, but I can lay on copywriting, I can lay on traffic, I can lay on these other pieces still, but they're all tied. Like, you'll notice I pretty much have funnel in the word of every one of my products now. Like, funnel or secret, like, those two words are mine, right? They're in everything, because those are the things that tie back to the one thing I'm the best in the world at. And so, anyway, for you, just think about that. What is the thing you can become the best in the world at? And the smaller, I mean, you think about Dream 100, that's such a small thing. Like, for me, it was like a page and a half in one of my books. Like, that's as much effort I put in that. Like, I wouldn't have thought you could build a huge business, but because someone took that piece, that sliver, and went super, super deep, boom, Dana's building a multi-million dollar year business out of it, right? Because Yada took soap opera sequences, that one little piece, that, you know, 5 or 6 pages that she learned, and then went deep with it. Boom, $25,000+ a month coming into her just for writing the emails, right? And again, she's just beginning this journey. Like, that's going to turn into a multi-million dollar business by actually doing this service and training and teaching all the other stuff around it. And with others as well. So just think through that, you guys. Just start thinking about that for yourselves. You don't have to be good at all these amazing things. Just pick the sliver that you're going to become the best in the world at and go deep there. And the deeper you go, the more you master that craft, the more people are going to come to you because they're going to want that thing because you're the best in the world at that piece. So I hope that helps. Appreciate you guys all. Have an amazing night. And we'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.